мені з вами, нащо стали на папері сумними рядами. Чому вас вітер не розвіяв в степу як пилину? Чому вас лихо не приспало, як свою дитину? Думи мої, квіти мої діти, виростав вас, доглядав вас, де ж мені вас діти? Україну, ідіть, діти, нашу Україну. Опітиню сиротами, а я тут загину. Там найдете щире серце і слово ласкаве. Там найдете щиру правду, а ще й може славу. І вітай же, моя ненько, моя Україно, моїх діток нерозумних, як свою дитину. Думи мої, лихо мені з вами, що стали на папері сумними рядами.
Думи мої, лихо мені з вами.
From Nashville, Tennessee, that was Sonia from her CD Vidushchedoho Seretsya, From the Heart, and the immortal words of Taras Shevchenko, Ukraine's beloved bard, and that was Dume Moi, My Thoughts. Вітаю вас всі, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie, your host, known also as Pavlina in Ukrainian, and I'd like to thank you for joining me here on Nash Holos. Whether you're listening on shortwave, FM, online, or in flight, or to the podcast, welcome. Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. Vasil Pavlovsky will be by with his cultural capsule. He'll be talking about a special friendship between a Ukrainian and an African bard. We'll have some news from Ukraine, a proverb of the week, and plenty of great Ukrainian music, much of which will be in honor of Taras Shevchenko. And up next is song that is the words of one of his poems set to music by the Chichman Sisters of Winnipeg from their CD Vesnyani Nochi, Spring Nights. And here they are now with Taka Yiyi Dolya, Such Is Her Fate.
Що ти караєш і молоду?
poljubila, kozacki oči, prosti sirotu. Za te, što tak štiro ona poljubila, kozacki oči, prosti sirotu. Кожі любити, ні батька, ні неньки, одна, як та пташка, в далекім краю. Пошли ж ти і долю, вона молоденька, бо люди чужі її засміють. Пошли ж ти і долю, вона молоденька, бо люди чужі її засміють. Чи винна ж голубка, що голуба любить? Чи винен той голуб, що соки любив? Сумує, воркує, білим світом нудить, літає, шукає, воркує, білим світом нудить, літає, шукає, тума заблудив. Щаслива голубка високо літає, поліне до Бога милого питать. Кого ж сиротина, кого запитає, і хто й розкаже, і хто те знає? Кого ж сиротина, кого ж запитає, і хто й розкаже, і хто те знає? І доля, о Боже мій милий, за що ти караєш і молоду? За те, що так щиро вона полюбила, козацькі очі, прости сироту. За те, що так щиро вона полюбила, козацькі очі, прости сироту.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля». Ukrainian programming, the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain. Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
Oh,
that was Vancouver's very own Svitana Chorus under the artistic direction of Ankvitka Kozak, and that is from their CD Celebrating the Seasons. It is another Taras Shevchenko classic poem put to music. That was Dume Moyi Yedeni, My Only Thoughts. And before them, the Canadian Banduras Capella from Toronto, from their second CD, Hrai Kobzariu, and that was the title track, which means Play Kobzar, and yes, that is another Shevchenko poem set to music. Well, coming up next, we're going to move away from the Shevchenko theme, and we're going to go to another March theme, although that is the month of March is the month of Shevchenko. It is also the month of St. Patrick's Day for our Irish friends, and so to commemorate that, because Ukrainians and Irish have a fair bit in common and a fair bit of friendship as well. So we've got Ruta Yowney from Bowen Island, also here in BC, from her CD, also about the seasons, and on the Ukraine's national instrument from her CD, Bringing in the Light, the Four Seasons. Here she is now with the Butterfly Jig. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And now, Nachveli Chasu, news from today's Ukraine. The Ukrainian women's rights group FEMIN regularly resorts to staging topless demonstrations, no matter whether it's raining or freezing cold outdoors. FEMIN's leader Anna Hutso stressed that the ultimate goal is to protect human rights in the entire country. The movement was founded 3 years ago and has about 300 members in Kyiv alone. FEMIN's members have targeted sex tourism and domestic violence in Ukraine, but their eye-catching protests do not always meet with other feminist approval or support. FEMIN's activities give the impression at home and abroad that Ukrainian feminists are rabid women who show off their breasts, said Lema Haidar, the head of the women's organization Women's Network. Sex tourism to Ukraine is, in fact, a problem. And it's on the increase as the 2010 European Soccer Championship draws closer, says Oksana Kis, a social scientist from Lviv. But, she adds, the FEMIN activists discredit the most honorable ideals by the way they act. Other activists claim the movement portrays an undesirable image of Ukraine. Our country is like a giant distorting mirror. Everything becomes unrecognizable, said Alona Semenova, a gay rights campaigner. These young women, who use their naked body to protest against all sorts of things, distort feminism in Ukraine. But Hutsul is convinced that the bare-breasted protesters have become a symbol for Ukraine, like the Klitschko brothers or soccer player Andrei Shevchenko. She adds that FEMIN also enjoys international backing and has received many letters of support from abroad. The number of women who joined the famine movement has been on the rise. The women self-financed their protests mainly by selling famine souvenirs. Ukrainian writer Vasyl Shklyar could have marked the March 9th anniversary of Taras Shevchenko's birth in 1814 with a $32,000 prize and honorable celebrations in Kaniv, where the great poet is buried. Instead, the 59-year-old author stayed at home in Kiev, watched the ceremony on TV, wrote a synopsis to his future film, and drank coffee. Shklyar was nominated for the Shevchenko Prize for his novel Black Raven, a story about the fighting between Ukrainian nationalists and the Bolsheviks in the 1920s. But the author refused to accept the nation's biggest award in culture and art, established in 1962, until Ukrainophobe Dmytro Tabachnik, the Minister of Education and Science, Youth and Sport, loses his job. Shklyar decided that he, as a writer, can take a stand, which he says is not just personal, but represents the opinion of all conscious Ukrainians. Ukrainian President Yanukovych did not include Shklyar's name in the list of winners. When asked why Shklyar is not in the list, Education Minister Tabachnik said he did not even open the book touted for the nation's main literary prize. President Yanukovych did not attend the awards ceremony because he's recovering from knee surgery. Prime Minister Mykola Azarov took the president's place and tried his best to read in Ukrainian verses by the great Kobzar in Kaniv. Shevchenko prizes went this year to literature critics Roman Horak and Mykola Yaroslav Natyuv for their 10-volume work Ivan Franko. Another was given to Taras Shevchenko National Opera directors Mykola Djadura and Anatoly Solovyanenko, opera singers Serhii Magera and Oksana Karamareva for the opera Norma, and to Lydia Zabelyasta, singer of the Kiev Operetta Theatre. After the ceremony, Hannah Herman, deputy chief of the presidential administration, said Shklyar still has a chance to receive an award when the time comes. Ukrainian popular writer Yuri Andurkovich, meanwhile, proposed an alternative People's Prize for the author. Shklyar agreed to accept money, if any comes his way, to turn his novel into a movie. Shklyar's book tells about a little-known page of Ukrainian history, the fight between the Ukrainian National Republic and the Bolsheviks in 1917-1920 in central Ukraine. After the brouhaha surrounding the Ukrainian government's new tax code last year, the latest new piece of legislation to raise people's hackles is the draft labor code. The Ukrainian government is gallantly fighting for good standing in the international community. But the draft of the labor code does not correspond with international standards, leaving legal loopholes for employers and others to exploit. Among other things, it will allow employers to increase the work week to 48 hours or up to 60 hours by mutual agreement with workers. This despite the fact that Ukraine has ratified a number of international documents decreasing the work week to 40 hours. The global soup maker Campbell's is said to be eyeing the establishment of a production facility in Ukraine. Media reports said the American food giant is looking to establish a joint production facility with a domestic partner. The company has no plans to start building its own facilities due to the unpredictability of the local market, according to Agrinet.com, a provider of soft commodities, agriculture, and food policy information. Campbell's has had a presence on the Russian market since 2007, under the Domashnaya Klassika range of broths. As in Russia, soup is one of the most popular foods in Ukraine, often eaten once or twice a day. Campbell's products are sold in 120 countries around the world. And finally, in sports news, World Boxing Association heavyweight champion David Haye has agreed to fight Vladimir Klitschko, holder of two other versions of the title. The fight will be held in Germany on June 25th or July 2nd, according to the British Broadcasting Corporation. After months of wrangling between the two men, an agreement was reached on March 5th on the dates. Klitschko, a Ukrainian based in Germany, holds the International Boxing Federation and World Boxing Organization heavyweight crowns, so three titles will be at stake. A lengthy recovery from a stomach muscle injury was given as the reason for Klitschko's withdrawal from an April 30th matchup with Britain's Derek Chisora, according to the BBC. And that's the news for this week.
Thank you.
River Run Cottages is the perfect West Coast getaway. This unique bed and breakfast is just minutes from the airport, ferry terminal, and downtown Vancouver. Enjoy the romance of life on the river in one of four luxuriously appointed cottages. Get pampered, fed, and relaxed at River Run Cottages in Ladner. To book, call 604-946-7778, toll-free 1-866-947-7778, or visit riverruncottages.com. Our blast from the past comes courtesy Doomka from Edmonton, and that is from a vinyl recording made back in the 1980s. It is called Soundscape, and that tune is another Shevchenko classic poem put to music. It is Sonce Zahodit, Sunset. And earlier, you heard another group from right here in the Fraser Valley. They are called The Wheat and the Barley, and they are a multicultural conglomeration of musicians. And they play primarily, I would say, Slavic and Celtic music. And that was a combination of those two musical styles in that tune that you heard was Kolomeka Hutsal and The Moon Shines, which is an Irish tune. Again, in honor of St. Patrick's Day this month. Coming up next is Vasyl Pavlovsky, and he'll be talking about Ukraine's national bard.
Hello, I'm Vasyl Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. One day short of a year of this week's Cultural Capsule, I concluded my segment with the following words of today's persona. O bury me, then rise me up, and break your heavy chains. Add water with the tyrant's blood, the freedom you have gained. That freedom was sought not only by Shevchenko for his people, but also by an Afro-American actor by the name of Ira Aldridge, whom through self-imposed exile was acting in Britain. In April of 1846, Shevchenko was arrested and exiled as a private in the Tsar's army to Orenburg, and while the period of exile was never stated, it was expected to be for life. In her memoirs of Shevchenko, Ekaterina Yonge, the daughter of Fyodor Tolstoy, head of the Academy of Arts, wrote, "Maybe my father was a participant in the matter, inasmuch that he vehemently abhorred serfdom and really felt for the young poet and artist. He made many appeals on behalf of Shevchenko, and then one evening in the autumn of 1857, my father woke us all from a deep sleep. 'Get up, children, there is great happiness.' He went into the parlor, then he told us Shevchenko had been freed." When Shevchenko finally arrived in St. Petersburg in the spring of 1858, he went directly to the Tolstoys to thank them for securing his freedom. Through the Academy of Arts, he received a small two-bedroom flat with a bedroom and a studio. "And our home was his home," wrote Yonge, and continued, "though one of the greatest events of that time was the visit to our capital of the African tragic actor Ira Aldridge. He and Shevchenko became inseparable. They had so much in common. They both had clean souls, they were incredible artists, and they both had memories of oppression from childhood. While they could not understand one another without a translator, they sang each other's songs of their homelands and understood one another." Aldridge, who had a hard time pronouncing Slavic names, simply referred to Shevchenko as the artist. It was on December 25th, 1858, when the 14-year-old Ekaterina and her 10-year-old sister escorted Aldridge to Shevchenko's studio for a portrait. Aldridge, by his nature, could not sit still for long, and he was fooling around with us, making faces and danced a jig with my sister. But it wasn't long before the portrait was finished. "Then we all went to our place to drink tea," wrote Yonge. Recently, a number of things have been written and presented on the friendship between Ira Aldridge and Taras Shevchenko, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured just a small fragment of that friendship as told by an eyewitness.
Безконечні, веселого дому.
And more immortal words of Taras Shevchenko put to music. That was performed for you by the Ukrainians from Leeds, England, from a CD that they made. No, it was their first CD, and it was recorded back in about 1990-91. And it is self-titled, and the song that you heard was Slava Kobzaria, which means glory to the Kobzar. And the lyrics are actually Shevchenko's own words to the probably his most well-known, well-quoted poem, Zapovich, My Testament. And coming up next, we're going back to the St. Patrick's Day theme. We have the accordionist, or former accordionist, from that group, the Ukrainians. His name is Stepan Pasichnik. He goes by Ludwig. And several years back, he decided to settle down, travel a little less, and focus on his music. And he's put out quite a bit of interesting stuff. And a lot of it he's done in the new music style, MP3s, rather than CDs. But he did release a CD called Rokovina a few years back with a great collection of Ukrainian and Irish tunes. And so coming up next, in honor of his Irish roots, we've got him performing an instrumental tune, the Fisherman's Hornpipe. I'm gonna go get some more. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Жито не половай, як козака не любить, ти коли чорні брови. Ей, сама я не знаю, що діяти маю, чи плести, сама не вгадаю. Ей, сама я не знаю, що діяти маю, чи плести, сама не вгадаю. Жито, мамце, жито, полосочки, як козака не любить, ти коли чорні очка. Ей, сама я не знаю, що діяти маю, чи плести, сама не вгадаю. Сама я не знаю, що діяти маю, чи плести, сама не вгадаю.
Traditional Ukrainian folk song, ostensibly about a grain called rye, but really has a lot more to do with love and romance, and that is Zhito Mamtsyu. And the group is from Ukraine, Lubistok, from a CD of traditional Ukrainian folk songs released on the Air Mail Music label. Coming up next, we're going to bring it back to Canada. We have the Ukrainian connection from Saskatchewan up next with Hey Zabava.
Разом на барвінок. Де прийшов, мене нема. Підманула, підвела моя мила. Я сказала у вівторок. Поцілуєш раз і сорок. Де прийшов, мене нема. Підманула, підвела моя мила. Гей, забава, забава, жорання. Гей, забава, забава. Прийшов, мене нема, підминула, підвела моя мила. Я сказала у четвер, підем разом на концерт. Те прийшов, мене нема, підминула, підвела моя мила. Гей, забава, забава, жорання. Гей, забава, забава, цілу ніч. Гуяли, аж до рання. Не гуяли, гуяли цілу ніч. Музика. чернецю. Це прийшов, мене нема, підманула, підвела, підманула, підвела моя мила. Я сказала на суботу, підемо разом на роботу. Це прийшов, мене нема, підманула, підвела, підманула, підвела моя мила. Я сказала у неділю, підемо разом на весіллю. Це прийшов, мене нема, підманула, підвела, підманула, підвела моя мила. Гей, забава, забава, чорання, гей, забава, забава, цілу ніч. Не співали, співали, а чорання, не співали, співали цілу ніч.
From Winnipeg, Manitoba, the Canadian Rhythm Masters from their CD Hooked on Ukrainian Music, and that was The Autumn Leaves Waltz. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ website, which is pcjmedia.com. And you can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com. And that's nashholos.com. Najamiv Shiskinchila Nashu Programu. Our time together is just about up, but before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Хто розумає, той і другому позичає. And our proverb of the week translates as whoever has wisdom can also lend it to others. Well, that about wraps things up for our program, so I'll leave you with one last polka, and it will be by the Ukrainian Old Timers, and it will be the Dust Raising Polka. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.